The quality racing at Hamilton Park this summer continues with our Almada Mile Race Day, with a seven race meeting that gets underway at 1:15. On pretty decent ground as well. There might be a little bit of rain in the air, not much, and it is currently on the quick side of good. That is perfect racing ground for high summer. There's plenty of big name trainers in attendance as well. Just chucking one or two at you, Sai Bin Sarur. He's had six winners during his training career at Hamilton Park. In recent years, he's two from four. He's got one runner. It's in the feature race. More about that in just a second. And what about the man with the 100% record, also based in Newmarket, George Bowie? He's one of the fledgling trainers. He's not got as long a career under his belt so far as the likes of Sai Bin Sarur, but he's sent three runners up to Hamilton and all three have won. He's due to have four runners on the card. But interesting to see if he can maintain his 100% strike rate. Others, well, jockey-wise, always good to see the regulars, the such as the Joe Fannings and the Graham Lees and Paul Mulrennans and Danny Tuddops, but there's one man who could be crowned champion jockey at the end of the season with six booked rides. And that name, of course, is William Buick. And William has made a great start to the season. He's there for six rides. The last time we saw him about a month ago, he was on the mark with a treble. So good luck to everyone that has runners and good luck to the jockeys as well. As I mentioned, our feature race, well, it's a valuable prize as well. It's the Stay at Hampton by Hilton Almada Mile. It's a handicap over just over a mile, to be honest. £30,000 in prize money up for grabs. And the famous royal blue colours of Godolphin are set to be carried by Galley. And Galley's trained by Sai Bin Sarur, as already mentioned. He's already only got this one runner on the card. Going to be ridden by Kevin Stott. And he's a horse that's bidding to defy a lengthy absence. He hasn't been seen on a race course in a race since finishing second at Thirsk in early September 2020. That's a 662-day absence, but he's highly regarded. He's maybe even going to go off favourite, and wouldn't it be great to see the royal blue colours of Godolphin once again in the winner's enclosure at Hamilton Park. Also in the lineup, though, is Sip and Smile. Sip and Smile is one of the six mounts I've mentioned already for William Buick, and he's trained by George Bowie. And as I say, it'll be interesting to see if George can maintain that fabulous strike rate. The afternoon begins with a decent race for two-year-olds at 1:15. It's the RacingTV.com Maiden Stakes. It's another qualifier for the Hamilton Park two-year-old series. It's over six furlongs. Catch the Paddy is another one that's likely to be favourite. Cost a few quid as a yearling and second in two starts so far. Kevin Ryan, the trainer, Steve Ryan, the owner, and Kevin Stott's going to be on board Catch the Paddy. And incidentally, Kevin Ryan, believe it or not, has had more winners at Hamilton Park than any other turf track in the UK. And then just looking through one of the others, as far as locals are concerned, we've got in the second race to 1:45, the Book Our On-Site Hotel Ferngair Handicap. We've got Keith Dalglish with a couple of runners in the race, Timbuk 1 and Heights of Arran. Heights of Arran, a previous course and distance winner at Hamilton Park, got a visor on for the first time. And I was thinking Keith might have a interesting contender later on in the card as well, because he's got Heights of Abraham running in the 3:15. And that's another horse that is coming here in and out of form, but getting to his local track might just be the very thing to set him on his way. So otherwise, pretty decent competitive racing. We always encourage you to book those tickets in advance. You can book on the day and rock up and pay in the gate, but the best deals are always in advance online. Check out the Hamilton Park Racecourse website for all the remaining fixtures in 2022. And fingers crossed, we'll see you racing at Hamilton Park real soon.